Welcome to the Stronger Women podcast. I'm Casey, and today we have a special guest, Heather Jones.
Hello.
She is my new friend. We just met today, actually, so this is going to be real. This is going to be authentic, and yeah, I'm excited. She's here today to discuss praying the Psalms as personal prayer. So first, Heather, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So my husband and I had the great joy of getting to go to Bear Valley Bible Institute, where they teach just straight Bible, 2 years, every day, solid Bible. And so you literally go through the Bible verse by verse for a solid 2 years. So awesome. It's pretty amazing experience. And so we're just trying to do our best to help other women and men take their Bible study to the mm-hmm. next level. And this is one small glimpse into how to do that. And I'm excited to get to share it with everyone else, because not everybody gets that opportunity to go to school and be immersed in the Word for 2 solid years. So I just want to help share a little bit of that today.
Awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome. Well, can you tell us, how did you first learn about adapting the Psalms for personal prayer?
So we were actually in our wisdom literature class, and in that class, he gave us this super fun task of, it was really intimidating at the time, actually, and we had to take journals, and we had to go through and with our family write the Psalms into prayers. Turn the psalm into a prayer. And he showed it to us first, and then we had to do it for the entire semester, quarter, however long our classes were. I don't even remember anymore, but for that entire wisdom literature class, that was something we had to do. Mm-hmm. And by the end of it, what started as an intimidation and kind of like a one more thing we have to do kind of yeah. moment, it actually turned into being super rewarding, and our prayer life got so much better, and we felt so much closer to God through learning to adapt our prayers to the realness of the psalmist prayers and the things they said.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've kept a prayer journal, and I've read a book about prayer, and I, not till kind of recently, the last few years, really realize what a privilege prayer can be.
It is, and
it has power, you know. Yeah. And we see that in the book of James, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Yeah.
And I don't think we always realize that we have so much power that God gives us with prayer.
And the amazingness that we even get the opportunity to go to God in prayer.
Yeah.
And our words don't have to be perfect, and we don't have to be well scripted or anything like mm-hmm. that. It's just the amazing privilege to get to go and have that communication with God and know that He's hearing us and it doesn't go on deaf ears is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that yeah. is really cool. I have never personally adapted Psalm into prayer, so I'm really excited to learn more about how you do that, what that looks like. So what suggestions do you have for someone like me who might want to get started on just trying this out?
Okay, so the easiest thing to do is to find the Psalms that are prayer related. They'll even sometimes be titled as a prayer. And depending on what version you're using, it'll say a prayer. And even like Psalm 143 starts out in verse 1, "Hear my prayer, O Lord." Mm-hmm. So that's a cue, is look for key words of "hear my prayer," phrases like that. And that's like your ding, ding, there's mm-hmm. a prayer. Let's run with it and see how we can turn it into our own. And it's just, that's probably the easiest way to go about it. And then I could also provide to you a list of different types of prayers as well, or different types of psalms. And because the book of Psalms are like split up into sections, mm-hmm. and that's one way to look at it. Mm-hmm. I'll have to go back through that and send that to you, yeah. and that can be a great resource to yes. add for women who are like, I'm in mourning, or mm-hmm. so there's like a whole lament section of proms, mm-hmm. proms, psalms, psalms, just combining words here. Yeah. And so there's like lament psalms, then mm-hmm. there's prayer, like specific prayer psalms of distress, thanksgiving, ones that go back to history. So there's so many different ones.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah. 150 different.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll link that. That would be an yep. awesome resource. So
I'll
we
send
can,
that over to you.
We'll put that on our bakerheads.org/strongerwomen podcast.
Yeah.
So could you just walk us through one of the Psalms today?
Yes. So we're going to be in Psalm 143 today. And what I do to get started is we're going to read it. And sometimes you're going to read it multiple times, and which is a great practice mm-hmm. to start as well, because you the more you read something, the more you find new things.
Yes.
And every time you read it, you're going to catch on to something new. Yes. So we're going to start by reading it. It says, and I believe I, in my printed off one, is a ESV.
Okay.
But New King James Version works great as well. NASB also works great. I haven't really ventured out past those on yeah. trying the other versions, but it reads, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your faithfulness, in your righteousness, and do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no man living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in dark places, like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart is appalled within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your doings. I muse on the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul longs for you as a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will become like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul. For to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I take refuge in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For the sake of your name, O Lord, revive me. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. In your loving kindness, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant." Okay, so next thing I would do, after I would have read this like 3 or 4 times probably, mm-hmm. I would go through and see if there's different sections to this prayer. And what I see in verses 1 and 2 are his plea and recognition of God. Mm-hmm. So if I were to take these first two verses and turn them into a prayer, I'm going to recognize God's greatness and who he is in my life before I go to God with my plea. So that's one thing you can start by turning a psalm into your own prayer is first see how the structure is. Mm-hmm. And then in verses 3 and 4, he then gives his trouble and distress. So remember, David is on the run from Saul in this verse. So he's going through not only an actual enemy chasing after him, but he's also got physical distress going on. Mm-hmm. So he's now letting God know something God already knows is mm-hmm. that God sees he's in distress. He knows he's in troubled times, but he's still going to let God know he's in trouble. And that's something we can do too. Even though God sees and knows and hears everything, we can still let God know, like, God, I am overwhelmed with anxiety. I'm overwhelmed with depression, which is both things are very common in our yeah, culture
so
today.
So relatable for sure.
I think I even read a statistic that said that since COVID, the amount of depression and anxiety has gone up like 200%, which is wild. And yes, I think that number could be wrong. So if any of you are statistic,
fact check us.
Yeah. Look it up for yourself. Yes. But I read that like a hot minute ago. Yeah. So
I've definitely heard the same.
It's a wild number for sure. Yes. So what we see is he goes from verses 1 and 2, giving us his recognition of God and then his plea. But then the plea continues and changes almost to his troubles and the distress he's under. So instead of us talking about our enemy, unless you actually have like an enemy, you can change that to being... God, my anxiety is persecuting me. So mm-hmm. what you're going to do is you're going to take the prayer and you're going to reword it to mm-hmm. your own situation mm-hmm. in your life. And you can still use some of the words he uses to help it still fit. Then he goes on in verses 5 and 6 to, I remember, I meditate, I muse, I stretch out my hands. My soul longs for you. So these are all actions of things he's doing as a servant of God. Mm-hmm. So he's meditating and he's studying and he's applying that. So he's growing in his faith towards God. And these are things that if we were going to turn this section into a prayer, it would be, God, I'm trying. I'm studying. I'm learning. I'm trying to grow closer to you. Please mm-hmm. help continue to show me what mm-hmm. I need to be shown in your word. So then we go on to this bigger section that I've connected all as one, verses 7 through 12. And they are, he goes through with, answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will become like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear your loving kindness in the morning. And then he gives us a list of things. I trust in you, for to you I lift up my soul. I take refuge in you, for you are my God, and for I am your servant. So he's got a list of things that he's like a ask God to teach him, mm-hmm. and then he gives the why. And then he's saying, deliver me. And then he gives his why. Teach me. And then he gives his why. So yes. This section I would title as a servant's plea in trouble. So he's in distress. He's physically overwhelmed. He's on the run from Saul. He's talking to God about the nature of his trouble. So how often do you just... riding down the road at a red light, talk to God as if you're sitting there with you and just talking to him about the struggles you're facing in life, just anything, or even the good things in your life. Like, God, man, I'm just so thankful for you and this life you've given me. And so he goes to God, even though he knows everything, he's mm-hmm. going to him like, a conversation. Mm-hmm. So
he wants a relationship with
us.
Do
we have just a conversation with God? It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be this super fancy prayer, mm-hmm. but I think that's another way. Like if you're new to prayer, do you think that it's too intimidating to pray? Because we oftentimes make it seem intimidating. Mm-hmm. Here we see David is just having a conversation with God. Mm-hmm. So that's something we can do too, is he's asking for God to teach him, to deliver him, to teach him to do your will. Do we ask those same things? So we could turn this section into, while yes, David is asking him to answer him quickly, we don't know when God's going to answer or how he's going to answer. Mm-hmm. So we can change that to, God, I know you're hearing it right now, but I'm asking you to please show me some way, help me to see what I need to see. Or if that door is closed, close it mm-hmm. for whatever it is that you're going mm-hmm. through.
Yes.
And God's obviously not going to hide his face from us. We have his word. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I read that, I underlined it because I think sometimes in lots of people's life, they think, where are you, God? Like, yes. Are you here? Are mm-hmm. you listening? Don't hide from me. That's just kind of what I thought of it. you know, thousands of years ago, David had the same types of feelings that we have today. Mm-hmm. And we can
it's amazing
learn from
to relate.
Yes.
Like we can relate to so much from people from the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, God gave us these things for reasons.
And he did that
in
here too. He said, I remember in the days of old, I meditate on all that you've done. And now here we are looking at David, how he was one of the men of old. And, that's just a really special thing to look through scripture and see what all God's done. Like to remind myself, God can do anything. Mm-hmm. He made all these promises. He fulfilled them. He can do anything.
And it's all about us trusting all of those promises have been fulfilled and will be fulfilled also. So that's where we see from our section of what he's doing as a servant of God. He's remembering, he's meditating, he's musing, and he's studying, he's stretching out his hands to God, and his soul is longing for God. We see that that's his application gets showing us the result down here in verse 10, where he said, let your good spirit lead me on level ground. And so if we are doing what a servant of God should be doing or need to be doing of all of those things that David says he's doing, then we're going to be led on level ground. Mm-hmm. So that's why in this section, a servant's plea in trouble, he's making sure he's asking God to teach me, to deliver me, mm-hmm. to teach me in the way I should walk, teach me to do your will. And then he's giving us his why of, because I trust in you, because I'm lifting up my soul to you, I take refuge in you, and you're my God. So he gives us this list, and then he ends it with, I'm your servant. So do we go to God with a servant heart and asking him to please show us these things, teach mm-hmm. me, help bring someone in my life that's going to teach me how to be a better servant for you? So these are all things that we should be, should be. Yeah. But David's example through this is a great way for us to really make our prayers be so much deeper in the sense of wanting to know God on a deeper level by taking it in more of a communication form, by letting him see our struggles come out, which also mm-hmm. ends up becoming more like we're confessing our struggles mm-hmm. with God, and then asking God to continue to teach and lead us and show us so that God can be our actual core of our lives.
Yes. That part reminds me of, is it in James where he says, just, you need to ask for wisdom, mm-hmm. wisdom, and he's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And I do that a lot because I'm like, I don't know what to do. I just wish I could call you and ask you, should I do this or this? Like that reminded me of that section. For sure. And asking for wisdom.
Yes. So I'm going to go through now that we've got our sections, and this doesn't have to be this hard. I promise. I'm just showing you how I do it. But if you're new to prayer in general and you're like, okay, I'm going to sit down and do this psalm, let's just do it. So hear my prayer, O Lord. Guess what? You can make that your beginning as well. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. Answer me in your faithfulness and your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant. And then you could use all of verses 1 and 2 as your own prayer. Mm-hmm. Those can translate over into our lives very easily.
Yeah.
And then in verses 3 and 4, if we're going to change those to match like anyone in the world today, mm-hmm. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. Just change the enemy to whatever is afflicting you.
Mm-hmm. Any troubles?
Yes. Any of the trials in your life. He has crushed whatever that he is in your life, crushed my life to the ground. So you could change it to, my depression is crushing my life to the ground, God. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm dwelling in dark places, like those who have long been dead. Because oftentimes we see people with depression will say that that's how they feel. So mm-hmm. this could be your prayer if you're somebody who's struggling with that. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart is appalled within me. You can use those same two lines for your own prayer as well. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on your doings. I muse on the works of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul longs for you as a parched land. So we can change those lines to, God, I'm trying. I'm trying to seek your word. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to grow closer to you, to learn more of what I need to be doing as your servant. And I'm stretching out my hands to you, God. My soul is longing for you as a parched land. Then we go into our next section. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me. You could even use those in your own prayer. You just got to remember, you don't know how he's going to answer that. So be on the lookout. You never know what's going to be a God thing in your life when you do pray this prayer. And then let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. You could honestly pray this entire prayer yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's just so, this could span across all the centuries of prayers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So you could take all of these words he's given and just turn them into yours. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to change them, because we still want to be taught in which way we should walk. We still should be lifting up our souls to him. Pray for God to deliver you from whatever your enemy is in your life, whatever is afflicting you, whatever trial you're facing. But then skip on down to verse 12. After you've gone through and made those verses your own, then in verse 12, in your loving kindness, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. So,
a little violent.
That is a little violent. And God does say that we're to love our enemies.
Yes.
That's why we are in the sense of mental health enemies. We do want God to cut those off. And that's where it's, God, I'm pouring out my anxieties to you. I know you are far greater than any physician in this world could ever be. And we're trying to our best to look to you. And I know the more I grow closer to you, the better I'll be.
Yes.
So that is how we, in our distresses, can take a trial that David had in his prayer and turn it into our own. And I hope that was helpful.
That was super helpful.
It was probably a lot.
No, I'm really excited to myself get to try this. And sometimes when I'm just exhausted and I put the kids to bed and I'm like, I need to talk to God. I'm like, I don't know. I don't have the words. But when you do this kind of thing, when you have like a template.
It is like a template.
I can really see how that would be so helpful in my life. So that is really awesome. I'm so glad you're here today to teach us about this. The last question we ask this to all of our guests. So we are the Stronger Women podcast, and we hope to encourage women to live a life that's reflected in Psalm 118:14. And I'm going to read that verse for us. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. So our real strength comes from the Lord, not ourselves. But how do you find strength in God's word? And are there any specific passages you wanted to share with us today?
So I find strength from relating to the people of God. And I often hear that people say that it's a cultural thing and times have changed. I'm like, no, they haven't. They face the same struggles, the same trials that we did. And you just got to find the relatability in
watch
them.
The Chosen.
Yes. I love
and
it.
You, it, yes. You connect so much more with people. I mean, it's all, like you said earlier today at our Women's Day, you said it's, how did you word it? Like, they take a lot of liberties because we don't know a lot of details.
It's a lot of speculation. Yes. But through their speculations, we see the character and the realness of who these people might have been.
Yes.
And so my favorite verse, or not verse, passages are Ephesians 1 and 2, because you really see how the Gentile people went from living a past life to now living in Christ, and all mm-hmm. the spiritual blessings that are gained from a life in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I love it so much. It's my favorite.
Well, everybody go home and read Ephesians 1 and 2, and we'll link that for you guys. Do you have anything else to share with us today? Did we cover everything?
I think we did. I'm excited. And yes, prayer journaling is great. And this is one way to add to your prayer journaling.
Yes. Well, fantastic. We really appreciate you for joining us today, Heather. And it was
thank
so good you. Personally for me to meet you today. We all want to say thank you to the Baker Heights Church of Christ for making this podcast possible. And if you'd visit us at bakerheights.org/strongerwomenpodcast, we have some more content there for you guys. Be sure to find us also on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And if you have any questions or comments for us, you can send us a message on social media or a email to strongerwomen@bakerheights.org. And lastly, if you'd like a Bible study online or by mail, a free Bible study, you can visit bigcountry.worldbibleschool.org. And we just thank you guys so much for listening today. Have a great day.